But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both.